This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
When the Bnei Slavchad present their case to Moshe Rabbeinu, why they feel they're entitled to Yerusha, so they tell Moshe, look, our father died. He has no heirs, no male heirs. He was not part of those who rebelled through the congregation of Korach. Why was it important for the Bnei Slavchad to mention that their father was not part of the Adas Korach? And let's say he was. At the end of the day, he died. And according to their story, they're entitled to Yerusha. So the Malbim explains that they emphasize this point for a very important reason. And that is, their taina of the Bnei Slavchad was that they are entitled to Yerusha through the power of Yibam. Meaning, there's a concept that when somebody passes away, their soul needs redemption through somebody marrying their relative, from somebody taking over their possessions. This is a concept of Yibam. However, the Adas Korach have no share in the world to come. So for them, the concept of Yibam is not possible, because the purpose of Yibam is to be masakin in their neshama. But since they have no share in the world to come, perhaps they should not deserve the opportunity that somebody should yarshin their possessions through the process of Yibam and thereby rectify their soul. So that's why the Bnei Slavchad emphasized, no, our father was not Ba'adas Korach, and therefore he died Bechetah, he died with his own sin, his Misa is a Kapara, he has a Chelek in Olam Haba, and therefore we should be able to be Mesakein through this process and give our father a complete Tikkun, says the Malbim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.